football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.
One of our favourites at Carrick Football is the bandana number 14 for St Joseph's. I think even Country Road are now into making them as he's taken a role there. We're going to hang a lot of shies in on this bloke over the next 5 to 10 minutes because he just gets involved as well as much as we do, and he loves it. I do speak of Jack Buckley, and he's singing alongside our very own Jane Birch.
Well, Jack, the team would be pretty buoyed after last week's impressive performance against Leopold and approach this game with plenty of confidence with an unchanged lineup.
I think Beto's actually come in. One. Yeah.
Good old Kirsch there. Is he allowed to? How do you miss a game? Sorry, Birchie, but does he miss a game for a wedding if it's not his own? That's horrific.
I did listen to you on the radio.
I'm sure you did.
On the way down to Lawn. I think he might have been the best man or in the groom's party.
Yeah. You'd want to be given a speech, I reckon. That'd be the only way you miss it during footy season. Come on, Beto.
Well, we had a convincing win and straight back into the team, so.
Come through the twos, wouldn't you?
He was runner-up in your best and fairest in the team of the year.
Oh, well, I don't know what run he's running up there, but it's, you know, some sort of cartel by the sounds of it. You know, come through the twos, I would have thought.
I reckon that's fair play, I reckon.
All right.
Rest the body.
Can we give Jane back her questions?
But yeah, sorry, Birchie.
Plenty of confidence in the group this week?
Yeah, I think so. After, the disappointing exit of last year, I don't think Ron and the coaching group are straying away that we're probably going to try and mean business this year, and we're not shying away from that. So it's a very convincing win, and there's nothing much more from that, I guess. It's a good start to the year, but the premiership's not in April, so yeah.
And I noticed Ronnie was giving a few players on the sidelines some homework last week, because I was out at the huddle, right, and he did go up to a couple of players. Now, I am going to go on the protected species line, Jace.
Nice.
Because Paddy DeGrand, you didn't have any homework.
Yeah, that'd
and
be
I
right.
saw you out there too. I don't think you had homework. So what was going on there, and what was the homework that a couple of your players had on certain, you know, the opposition or certain players they were watching? Do you know anything about that?
Was that so homework as in during the week they've done a...
During the out of the huddle, Ronnie went over to them and got some numbers off them.
Oh.
I think they were watching some things during the game.
No, I reckon I had to do that last year. I think he made me do a Leopold player review, so I made a PowerPoint with nice transitions and slides and good fonts and everything. So
wow.
I don't
used his time at work very well there, by the sound of it.
I don't think he wanted me to do that again because he's very... just give me the information and do your job. So, no, I don't know much about the homework, to be honest. I don't think myself or Paddy DeGrandy got the role to do, but I guess he tries to get everyone involved, whether they want to or not, or feel like they need to. So that's a good thing about Killer, is he's always with people and bringing them
down. Just slot you there, Jack. We might get you to use the handheld there because the mic's, for some reason,
Come on, Dino.
It's not playing the game at the moment.
Okay.
That's all right. Dino will fix that up for us. Hamstring-related ribs, rib-related hamstring. what injury are we actually carrying at the moment that's keeping you out?
They're telling me they're all connected, really. So, it's... I don't know where the hamstring came from. It's sort of grown legs, and you called me during the week and asked me, but I'm not sure if someone was trying to deflect their injury. But, yeah, it is a rib injury. I don't know the medical term, but it's just cracked, essentially. Didn't come through till about 3 or 4 days later.
So it was after the twos against Newtown?
Yeah. I had to call the doctor and say, I think I need an x-ray, because I didn't want to rock up the training and just be like, oh, I'm pretty sore, because they would have all laughed me out of town. So I had to make sure I had some evidence of a cracked rib, because, you know what Ronnie's like, he's all... Back in our day, we played with 3 cracked ribs, so... it's a bit of a funny one. It sort of hurts driving and sneezing and laughing and everything, so all the good things, but hopefully back in a few weeks.
Okay. Didn't stop you from going down into the Hawthorn Rooms last week. You've got a little link to their new key defender, who actually copped a bit in the media during the week.
He did cop a whack. I thought that was pretty unjustified, but down in the Hawthorn Rooms, my partner Ali's brother is Tom Barris, so been getting down there a little bit and picking his brain as much as I can, but he's a pretty chill guy who's got much more of a brain outside of football. So
big boy.
Oh,
how big is he?
Well, not only he's cool. Maybe 6'5", Ali's 6 foot, his younger brother's 6'3", so at the wedding in Feb, I was in the land of the giants, really. I'm 6 foot one, I felt very small, so.
6 foot one?
Yeah. So,
are you?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, get there. Just.
With shoes on.
Yeah.
Sam James style.
Sam James style.
So when will you be back is more the...
I guess it's more off feel now. I'm still probably...
Was it only one rib that you had cracked?
I'm not sure, because they said that I needed to take another x-ray a week later, but there's no real point now. So I think next week's probably off the cards. 2 weeks, just be touch and go, and then 3 weeks, worst case scenario. But things change, things happen. And I guess in comparison to last year, I had a string of injuries, got rushed back. Like, did my hamstring before Anzac Day last year, came back, played 2 games, did a stress fracture, came back, hamstring. So I think the beauty of this year, what we've learnt, or me as well, that I don't need to rush back. I was sort of pushing for this game, but now that the, you know, that stress of trying to get back's not there, I can sort of take a few weeks at a time and take an extra one or two. With, I think there's an upcoming bye in May, so...
Yeah, you'll have before you play St Mary's on June 1.
Yeah, correct. So I think, just need to take the time and not need to rush into it, but it would be nice to be out there on a day like today, but that's footy.
Now, you work at Country Road now.
he's dressed like a slob
today. Yeah, I was going to say something.
This is how the kids are wearing it
these
days.
The kids. How old are you, Jack?
Mid-20s.
Mid to late 20s. The kids. This is what the kids are wearing. Do you wear this sort of get-up at Country Road as well?
Nah.
This is great radio, mind you, too.
Nah, the RMs.
What do you do at Country Road?
I'm a project manager, so...
What does that mean?
You make clothes? What do you do?
Nah, we build the stores, so...
I'm
there finger-pointing, not doing too much.
Nice.
Haven't had a hard day's of work in their life, but...
Good.
Yeah, so I've been there about six.
Where are we building a new Country Road store these days?
Oh, I just finished one in Forest Hill.
Oh, yeah.
But got a few coming up in South Africa, so maybe a few overseas trips there. Yeah.
Oh, hang on a minute.
Cape Town, not till October.
Yeah. You made sure of that.
Yeah. Correct. So that's what's upcoming for me.
The Joey's footy trips to Johannesburg.
Oh, sounds good.
Well, yeah. It's similar to St Mary's ones.
They take
the kids there, which, I don't know, it's probably not the safest place in the world, but it's definitely eye-opening for them.
Absolutely. We're speaking with Jack Buckley for Inspiration Spain on carrickfootball.live. He's Matty Dowling.
Jack, obviously it's a significant day to play a traditional game. How much does it get built up throughout the week at training?
Yeah, it does definitely. I think Ronnie's big on symbolism in his communication pre-games, not just this game, but a lot of them he likes to either wear something different or bring something in. And I think this game is a special one, just mainly because it's an absolute privilege to play. And I think... Last year, Ron said we all had to do a bit of homework and bring in a couple of facts about Anzac and Anzac Day. So I think in the build-up to it, Ron does focus on footy, but it's also the symbolism of what this means to the club, what it means to the community, what it means to the individual. And we've had a good run with wins and everything like that, and it's such a successful day for the GFL and AFL Barwon. So as much as he likes to build it up and be, you know, footy and all this, but it's to Ron, who's been around, you know, the traps and AFL, all that, but he builds it up to make sure everyone understands why they're playing and what we're doing it for.
And weather, it's wet. You've had your pre-game meeting, no doubt. Is there much change in terms of game plan or much mention of the weather in terms of how you might move the ball?
A little bit. I think last year, harping on that, is we like to stay consistent and align with how we've trained and the game plan and not change too much. But I think where we came undone last year was that we didn't change enough to the wind and the conditions and the game style. So I think you might see... potentially a different look, and there might be a slight change in the way we play, but I still think we've got that, the TJW, as they would say.
The Joey's way.
Correct, yes.
No. Well done.
Yaakov.
Oh, now, hang on, before you, just one more.
Yeah.
The jumper is elite.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
The Anzac Day jumper is elite.
Yes.
Who came up with that design, do you know, at the club?
Yes, yeah. It was me.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was.
And that wasn't a leading question because I didn't know the answer to that. So, really?
Yeah, it was.
Well, you've done very well, my friend.
Thank you.
It is elite.
That is incredible. And do you know what's even better? We use a little bit of pool during the week and got you blokes in black shorts because I think the black shorts go better with the jumper.
You couldn't have said it better. I think so too. And there's no real clash with...
No, I think
the white probably clashes more with South Barwon, to be honest.
Yeah, that's right.
But, yeah, no, it was a little project. I think 2 years ago we played here and we didn't have one. Might have been the first one in a while. And I think all the guys like to... It's just a nice thing to have when we play on this special day, something to keep. And myself, Mark Henderson, and Chris Hickey sort of put our heads together, and with the help of Ali, my partner, who's a graphic designer by trade, sort of helped me.
There you go, he leaned in, that was good.
I actually have the pre-draft drawing of it.
Yeah, right.
And it could be mistaken for a 10-year-old's drawing, so I'll give a lot of credit to her graphic design work.
But you had the original plan, you just sort of had like a schematic and...
Yeah, you had the idea and then she put it together.
Basically, so that's...
this is great, K-Rock football. Great,
that's,
by the way.
That's what it was, that's how I drew it up.
Oh, wow, she's done it amazing.
She has.
Can we actually...
Yeah, we're going to put
can
that
we,
on.
Can we get a copy of that?
Yeah,
and we'll
absolutely.
Share that on our socials and just give people an idea.
Because, Jack, the singlet's not even straight. Like, yeah, the jumper's not even straight. Look at it. Look at the top of the jumper there. That's horrific.
How many Blackmans were you had you had at that stage?
Oh, no.
Oh, this is dangerous.
Oh,
this is
dangerous.
Oh, no.
Nah, just resting.
It's your finger, they reckon.
What's that?
It's your finger. You run too fast.
Our Barwon coach Mark Neal has just decided to grace us with his presence. I don't know whether grace is the right word when he's just bounded into this box. Jack, we'll let you go. Jack, as you leave us, please send us a copy of that and we'll share on our social media about how the genesis of your wonderful Anzac Day jumper came about. Good luck with the recovery and fingers crossed you might be back for the big freeze game on the Sunday.
Fingers crossed.
You can push Birchie down and then you can come around and kick the footy as well. That'd be fantastic.
That'd be nice. But yeah, hopefully back and thanks for having me.
Do you want to give the microphone to Neildy? Because I'm sure he's got something to say. Jack Buckley for Inspirations Paint. What's your next project? 138 Torquay Road in Grovedale.
K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.